We hear about artists all the time being ahead of their time. David Bowie was ahead of his time, and there's never going to be anyone else like David Bowie. Moonage Daydream is a unique experience. There are no new interviews, no narration, or any commentary from historians or personal relatives of Bowie. This is not a traditional documentary. The story is told visually through archival concerts and film footage. The narration is Bowie himself again through archival interviews. It's a wonderful collage of artistry. I felt like I was on this crazy psychedelic experience for 2 hours. It was definitely unique. What director Brett Morgan here is a triumph, and I feel like we get a look inside of the art and soul of David Bowie through his own words. There's images of the universe, there's planets, there's aliens, there's silent film movies, there's the devil, there's old concert footage, music video footage, film footage, all spanning throughout David Bowie's career in no particular order. It's like watching a Picasso painting come to life. It's so abstract in the way that it's been cut together. Even the songs are cut in different ways and mixed in different ways. I really thought that there's some of the songs that work seamlessly into others, and next thing you know, like David Bowie's covering a Beatles song, Love Me Do, and you're along with it. You get an idea of what it was like to attend a David Bowie concert. You have women in front wooning and swooning and waiting outside the concert venues to see the man himself. It seemed like the media could never really peg David Bowie. David Bowie says himself in this that early on in his career, he used his body, his image as a canvas to really hide who he was. He kept his life very privately until the very end. And this is before social media and cameras being all over the place. He was able to hide himself and provide this mystery character of Ziggy Stardust. It wasn't until the album Let's Dance where he became more commercial, and those songs were huge in the clubs and heard all over the radio still today. There's so many different things to unpack in this documentary. I felt like it was as close to a spiritual awakening of what David Bowie really stood for as an artist. It doesn't go in chronological order like a traditional documentary. No, we're cut in between different parts of his life. Bowie was never afraid to take risks, whether it be his fashion, his artistry, his songs, his dance. He was so much more than a musician, an entertainer. He was a painter, a filmmaker, a writer, a poet, a true Renaissance man. This amazing edition here by Criterion is a 4K digital master supervised by writer, director, editor, producer Brett Morgan with Dolby Atmos and stereo soundtracks. And it also has like this shiny space look, which is only fitting. We have two discs here, 4K and a Blu-ray. And it comes with a fold-out poster with essays on the back. Video quality is stunning, colorful, vibrant, everything that you would expect for this film. Chef's kiss, as they say. Loaded with special features here, including audio commentary by Brett Morgan, Q&A with Morgan, interview with the re-recording mixers who did the sound for the album, and the music cuts in this, which are very unique. I definitely recommend listening to the album as well. It's great. There's also an unreleased 1974 live performance by David Bowie of Rock and Roll With Me, trailers, English subtitles. Moonage Daydream is a unique experience that looks inside the artist David Bowie. Highly recommend this film. It's not your traditional rock and roll documentary. May not be for everyone, but if you are a David Bowie fan, this is a must watch. And if you're new to David Bowie, this might be a way in. Have you guys seen Moonage Daydream? Let me know in the comments below your thoughts on this Criterion release. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan.